We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
All right, let's check the collateral damage off of St. Patrick's Day. Everybody, all 10 fingers, all 10 toes, everything good?
All accounted for.
We're missing a Spence. We're missing a Spence. We've lost a Spence. He claims unrelated St. Patrick's illness.
Sickness, yes. But I don't know how long he was at McFadden's yesterday. So.
Yeah, he was at McFadden's. It was just fine, right?
He was fine, yeah.
I was just mad he beat me to it.
Beat you to what?
To the excuse of, hey, not feeling so well.
Are you still sick?
I think I'm all good now. Good to go.
What's wrong with your kid?
He woke up with a tummy ache, but I think it has to do
you
with
drink too much yesterday?
green dye.
You think it was?
No, I think he just overate.
What do you overeat? I love these stories because you know.
Once I left the house, I have no idea because Grandma and Grandpa, I don't think they monitor it as well as I do.
They just let him eat like candy and all that stuff and don't care?
He's not a big candy person. I think it's just like if there's chips, if there's Cheez-Its, if there's like fruit. Like he does the fruit.
He just crammed all that stuff down his neck.
I have a feeling that's what it is.
Huh. What do you do? It was funny because Lil Jess came in a little bit late today. And that's cool because she was like, I've got to take care of his tummy ache. And I thought, what do you do besides, I mean, my mom, here was the extent of my mom. Here, have some 7-Up, shut up and go back to bed.
I tried that. I gave him some ginger ale. I was like, okay, put your finger down your throat, something.
Oh,
like, that's
going
to make you feel much better if you just get it out. Like, let's go, get back.
Oh, my God.
Can you do that? I've never done that in my life.
I can if I want to feel better quickly.
And you have? When was last time?
Probably 3 weeks ago when I had gotten that food poisoning.
You know that's symptomatic of a serious problem.
Oh,
there are people who do that.
I'm sure, yes. Yeah. No.
I can't. Have you ever?
No, I think I've tried. I can't do it, though.
I can't do it either. I can't imagine.
Well, it's like, okay, so you guys, I mean, like, my throat just gets, like, torn up after I get sick like that.
Mm-hmm. So many jokes.
I know, but I don't know how else to say it. But, like, it's from all the acid and everything. Like,
this is way deeper than it. This is so deep right now of off of just can you, so you never have.
No.
Huh. Okay, so now when you saw, I want to now go full circle on this. So you saw Spence yesterday, he was fine.
He seemed fine, yeah.
Here's all I know is our boss is at Disneyland right now, and I'm thinking, no, you know what this is? This is brilliantly strategic, and I would expect nothing less out of my boy. And by the way, if you really are sick, Spence, and you're listening right now, I'm super disappointed.
Get up! Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I am so sorry if that was a little too loud, because the day after St. Patty's Day. I mean, oh my goodness. Another successful venture at McFadden's.
It was so much fun yesterday.
I stayed away purposely. I didn't need to be part of that. I had buddies in town for the Pac-12 tournament.
Okay.
So, I didn't need to be involved.
There was no shortage of drinking is what you're saying.
I didn't need to be involved, but I did. I raised a glass of Jameson in your general direction.
Nice.
In the afternoon, but everything was good. And Spence was fine there.
Spence was perfectly fine at McFadden's. In fact, we lost him for a while. He was around mingling with a bunch of people around. I swear, I'm like, we thought that he did in honor of St. Patrick's Day. He did the Irish goodbye and just didn't, just ghosted out of
there. Is that racist? If you say something like that, can you still say that?
In
2019, can you say Irish goodbye?
I
don't think you can say anything like that.
Oh, now I am questioning everything.
Everything has to be sanitized. I don't know if you're aware. It's 2019. You can't mention anything about anybody.
Oh,
no,
man.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
I'm like, oh, no.
I'm Irish, and I'm so upset. All right. Well, you're going to have to be upset over there in the corner. You're all right.
We thought that Spence did the Irish goodbye, but then turns out the entire, the last 2 hours, he was walking around mingling with people in McFadden's. I'm like, of course.
Cigarette in his mouth?
No. A couple of times.
Can you smoke in there?
No, he smoked out on the patio. We were out on the patio, so yeah.
When I arrived, I saw the back of him, but I didn't. I was still getting my drinks, so I'm like, I see you Monday through Friday.
I don't even.
Oh, that was it. So you never even made contact.
No, because by the time I got my drink, I turned around and he was ghosted.
He was gone.
Jess, and you purposely did not wear green?
Yeah, because I wanted to be pinched.
Yeah, you wanted to be.
Yeah.
I like your style, though.
Nobody's doing that, though. Again, 2019, you can't touch anybody.
You can't touch people.
You can't. Yeah, I think that was an error in judgment.
You should have worn a shirt that says, pinch me because I'm not wearing. Like, you have to actually, like, say that now.
You know? Have my permission to pinch me.
You literally have
to wear it. In the following spots.
Have a pen in your pocket and release forms ready.
Oh, so funny.
I didn't think
about it all the way through like that, but you're right.
Next year, we're prepared now.
No, but it was good. Good weekend?
It was an awesome weekend.
Yeah, it was.
I had a little hiccup with like a painting fiasco, but besides that, it was a great weekend.
Little hiccup. Poor Kayla. I'm surprised you came to work today.
Oh my God.
I'm shocked.
PaintGate 2019 is a fiasco at my house because I didn't hire a professional. I was like, oh, it's just going to be our bedroom. We can do this, buddy. And apparently we cannot do the paint job.
To Kayla's credit, you were trying to go from what color was it before?
Like a deep, deep purple.
To a what?
A very light gray. Almost white, light gray.
Right? And that's really hard to do. Mm-hmm. It's because you got to cover up that other color.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out so well, right?
No, there was a paint color in our kitchen that was already existing. We moved in the house and we found the can and we wanted to recreate that in our bedroom because it was a super light gray. It was beautiful. And then we took it to the place to get the paint recreated. But it turns out the paint that was in the can was lightened significantly. So it was the wrong. So literally we start putting the paint on the walls and it looks like prison walls in our bedroom because it's so dark in there. I'm like, also, what is happening?
Here's the thing. The lighting's different.
Yeah.
All of this different stuff. And you know, it's hard. It's really, it's hard to do that. You think, what paint?
Yeah.
What paint?
Slap it on.
No big deal.
And definitely.
Kayla's very meticulous.
Yes.
Very measured. All of that. I mean, I'm sure you had the tape. I'm sure you're just unbelievably annoying with all of this in the best possible
Although ways. Buddy complimented me on my painting skills. He said that I was significantly better at the painting than he was.
Yeah, because that's it's an old term. But he Tom Sawyered you. You're doing such a great job. Look how much fun you're having. Wow, that's great. And he got you to do the whole damn thing.
With
the first pick. It's the first pick.
First pick
on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
So I'm going to guess the painting was not the absolute best part of your
week. No, it was definitely not. On Saturday afternoon, my closet lady, Carrie Ann, came over, and we have this nook in our bedroom that serves no purpose. Like, it's too small to be a reading nook, but we tried to make it that. And so I was like, well, maybe I could turn it into some sort of closet space. So she came over and, like, refixed it so it's actually, a utilized space now.
Oh, which you love.
Oh, my God.
That speaks to everything about you.
It's a shoe closet.
Yeah.
And by the way, I know that sounds bougie and everything, but, guys, I now have a shoe closet.
Yes, you have a place of your own for your own stuff.
Very exciting.
Are there doors on it?
Yes.
She turned it into a full thing.
Double doors. They roll out. It's got lighting. It's beautiful.
You'll hear about it in a California Closets commercial coming soon.
But
you'll hear all about it.
Y'all, I'm such a nerd for that kind of stuff. Like, it was the legit best part of my weekend.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. Here's behind the scenes at 98.5 KLEC. Email goes out and says, we've got a California Closets thing coming. Who might want to be the spokesperson for California Closets? You have not seen competition in this building like for the California Closets endorsement.
It's true.
I made the fatal mistake of telling my wife that this was a possibility, that there may be California Closets in our house that I would exchange goods and services for, instead of actual money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't slept. I don't remember what it's like to sleep in my own bed. I've been on the couch. Like, did you get it? No, honey. Kayla beat me out.
No, but he also.
Guest room.
He also made the mistake of coming in. And he goes, I'm just going to let you all know, California closets, mine. So what did I do? I went home and took photos of all of my closets saying, I would love to read you this. Here's photos. Please pick me.
No, she did like video and stuff like that.
It was funny.
Like, nice.
She went for it.
I auditioned my yeah. video.
I sent an email back and went, sure. That was it. One word. Sure. Would you be interested in California? Sure. Send. You know what? Here's what's funny. Secretly, I knew. There was a
game over.
You the stupid guy to endorse California closets. Even though that's the, you know, I mean, that would be the smart move.
Yeah.
I'm a stupid guy. And I love California closets. It's money to Mitch money in the bank for those people. But you know the marketing folks are like, wow, a 30-year-old girl. Oh, living in sin but not married. Oh, this is perfect. Oh, and she has a nook that we can turn into a shoe closet.
Perfect.
Oh my God, yeah. So that's crazy. Okay, so what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I would say Audrey Lee, who comes on after the Chet Buchanan show. We went out Saturday night. We ordered this drink called Zombie Punch. It was like around $42. Thing tasted like.
I'm sorry, it's what?
$42. Were there nine of you? No, it was just
like one of those big punch bowls, like the yeah. big vat ones that you get. You get them at.
Are you new?
No, that's why I can handle the bowl. I'm not new.
We're talking the break. Never order those. No, it was sugar bowl, wasn't it?
Well, no. Well, probably yes, but it was tasted nothing like except for NyQuil. And both of us looked at each other. She was like, I got to work tomorrow. And I was like, I don't, but this is, we are signing up for having a disaster tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to have the biggest headache you ever had.
Yeah.
It's a pretty color, but it's just, no.
No. And where, no. where it went part. Right and made it the best part is we were big girls and sent it back.
Damn.
Yeah. So we.
Then did you leave?
Yes, we
then
succeeded. Did you leave? No, we got our double shots of Patron and we were good.
Nah. Did it taste like spit?
Oh.
Did it taste like
it's a little thicker,
spit
maybe?
And fingernail polish?
Yes. All of that.
Yeah.
So the best part is we survived.
Patron will kill anything. I ate my weight in corned beef and cabbage yesterday.
Oh,
my wife
loved that too.
And it was crock pot and it was amazing. Mm. I ate my weight in it yesterday. So 702-364-9898 right now. First pick of the prize is Saki Fever tickets. Why don't we tickets for when they come to the Park Theater in July? Saki Fever is on April 12th, which is only like 3 weeks away. We've got an advanced screening of that movie Missing Link. Look it up if you're not sure. But four tickets for that. And Jess Hilarious is at the Mirage at the Aces of Comedy this Saturday. All of those prizes up for grabs for you just for telling us what the absolute best part of your weekend was. It's 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick.
First
pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick of the prize is at 702-364-9898. UNLV Saki Fever tickets. Why don't we tickets for July at the Park Theater. Missing Link. We've got a advanced screening of that. April 6th. Is that next week? No, 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then Jess Hilarious will be here at the Aces of Comedy Series at the Mirage on Saturday. You get to choose from the prizes at 702-364-9898. James was at McFadden's, and all credit to you for being up at 6:19 in the morning, sir.
Yeah, I'm a little hungover.
So you did it right.
Yes.
Very good. What else? Anything else you want to tell us about it? Or are we extending out the best part of your weekend, the fact that you're alive today?
Well, I found out my girlfriend was pregnant, so it was a great weekend.
Oh, good.
That's amazing. And
was she drinking, too?
Yeah. No, she was not.
Good.
Thank God. Good. Thankfully.
Yeah. James, I got to be honest. I love this. Ordinarily, I might be a little perturbed, James, for being a man of few words. We feel you, bro. We feel you. Ordinarily, I'd be in my head. I'd be going, God, James, it's a radio show. You gotta talk, man.
No. Day after St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and he was at McFadden's. Enough said.
Yep.
And his girlfriend's pregnant. That's so beautiful. Congratulations. Oh, hang on a second, JC. I gotta ask James one more question. Actually, I'll ask him at the end. Hey, JC, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Similar to the drink described earlier, I had a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, like Lil Jess's zombie punch. Yeah.
Yeah, it's served in, you know, like a 2-foot flask. It comes, like bubbling red with, dry ice in it. And the four glasses, I had no idea it was for four because I was already a bottle of wine in that night.
Attaboy.
they come with a syringe of absinthe on top of the glass. And it was an interesting, evening.
Wow. And the fact that you remember it, I'm impressed.
I had a couple others to share it with, but they would not drink all of it, so I had to drink about 2.5 glasses of it.
Oh, my God.
See, I get that, but I get that a little bit because you're not ordering that for the drink. You're ordering that for the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're ordering that for the show, and you got some other folks. But yuck. Michelle, is this Michelle Cable?
It is. Of How are course. You today?
Michelle Cable always has a better weekend than you.
Yes.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
So it was my parents' 51st wedding anniversary, and we took them to go and see DiCapella at the Smith Center, like Pitch Perfect cast sings Disney songs, and it was awesome.
Oh, no kidding.
They loved it. It was beautiful.
I didn't even know about that. That's
amazing. I didn't either. I was looking for something to get them, and I thought, what the heck, I wasn't sure what to expect, but you know, they are really talented, and it was really good.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
51st. Can I ask, how long have your parents, how old were your parents when they got married?
They were like in their 20s.
Oh,
that's written. No, that's amazing. Never had a fight.
Never
once had a fight. Hang on, I got to get back to James really quick. By the way, is the baby yours? Okay, good. So your girlfriend's pregnant and it's yours. Those are both really good things. Yeah.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
KLUC. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.